Well, coming up this weekend, as soon as we finish off the Thanksgiving holiday, we start the Christmas season, and we do it in Danish style around here with Yule Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton this Friday and Saturday. Going to talk all about that here this morning. Lisa Steen-Riggs up at the Danish Windmill joins us here this morning. Lisa, good morning, and before we get started on Yule Fest, give us a quick update. How's the windmill coming along?
Good morning. Wonderful. We did the test run Saturday morning. We finished putting the last shutters on Friday, and then there was no wind. So we need wind for a windmill. So it ran beautiful. In fact, it runs almost too good that we can't hear how fast it's going. That's how we've always gauged. So it's beautiful. The millwright did a great job. Going to, you know, come back to kind of keep adjusting the different gears and cogs. You know, there's always adjustments with something that's, what you might say, brand new, put into a 170-year-old mill. So we're very excited about it. We're still, you know, in the fundraising stage to complete everything, but we're pretty excited up here. So you need to come up, see us, to see what it looks like, and the lights in the evening are beautiful, and we hope to have all the Christmas lights turned on by this weekend for our 40th anniversary of Yule Fest.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's nice. Then the folks will actually get to enjoy for the first time in, what, a couple of years now, it seems.
Yes,
like.
2 years.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, so there's another reason to stop on up and enjoy Yule Fest. You'll be able to be one of the first to, again, see the windmill in operation again. So that's awesome. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Yule Fest, 40th anniversary. Wow, this has gone on for quite a bit of time.
Yeah, we were back when nobody else really celebrated, you know, Black Friday and the whole bit. It was just a good time because, you know, families were home that we decided to have kind of our Christmas open houses on the Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving. And we named it Yule Fest 40 years ago, and we still have the same logo. And we always run, you know, we always have a full page of activities to do, and this year it's no different. We're really excited. We really do highlight our businesses that are here year-round. And then we have the actual craft fairs, and we went from one 40 years ago, and we're up to three this year, both town halls in Elkhorn and Kimbleton, and then at the old lumber yard is having a vendor's fair there also. So we have a lot to see and do, lots of good food, and everybody's just kind of, they're open both Friday and Saturday. Most places will, you know, open by 9. Bestmore's House is at 1 o'clock. But there's plenty to do, and you can stop at the windmill or any of the businesses and pick up a brochure and a map. But, you know, here at the windmill, again, we have special reasons to celebrate this year, but we will be serving this Scandinavian hot glögg, which is a Scandinavian winter drink, and we have a big shipment from Denmark, so we have all these Danish traditions we want to share with you. And things that can be used for non-Danes also. You don't have to be Danish to live here or to shop here. And, of course, we have the Museum of Danish America, and they're offering a free admission, and they have some beautiful new exhibits. And, of course, they have that great Lego play area for kids, and they also will be serving refreshments. And both the windmill and the Museum of Danish America will also be open on Sunday. But the main days of Yule Fest is the Friday and Saturday. And then Bestmore's House is open. They close after Labor Day, but they're open both Friday and Saturday, 1 to 4. And it's like stepping back in grandmother's time, and it's a Danish immigrant's home. One thing I'd really like to highlight is the Saturday night Yule Fest concert. We've done this for several years. It's at 7 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, but it's just top quality entertainment. It's a variety of Christmas music performed by local musicians, be it classical or contemporary and Christmas carols. And then they have lunch following, and then they dance around the Christmas tree, which is a Danish tradition. And that's Saturday night. And, of course, we have the Kringle Man, the Kringle guy that does all the Kringles that he sells will be open. We always highlight Henningsen's Locker in Atlantic, even though he's not on Main Street, Elkhorn. It doesn't matter. He makes the Danish specialty lunch meats for us. You know, he does the fricadeller, mixes the Modista pulse, the Rolla pulse. He does a great job for us. And that way, people can kind of celebrate their Danish heritage, too. Of course, on Main Street, too, we have the Museum of Danish America, Genealogy Center. They're open both Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, they'll have lots of Christmas activities and cookies. So you want to stop down with the kids and see that. Kimmelton Town Hall is called a Hometown Christmas, and she'll be serving soup and sandwiches. We have the 23rd annual of the Main Street Country Boutique at the Elkhorn Town Hall both Saturday and Sunday. And again, you can get all your Christmas baking done by somebody else. So it's wonderful. And they got a special shopping section for kids for $5 or less. They serve refreshments also. Saturday night before the concert from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Fire Station, the Better Elkhorn Club for years has put on a free pancake and sausage meal. They will have some donation pots out. The Outlook Study Club will be selling quilt raffles for the new library edition. So there's a lot to do, but we also wanted to highlight, you know, Egg Crate Antiques. You know, they got like over 50 vendors under one roof. She does a great job. Again, she's here year-round. She's a great merchant to have, along with Coffee Girl and Daisy Girl right across from the windmill. She'll be open both Friday and Saturday, and she'll have 10% off purchases of her Daisy Girl products. I think there'll be a free cookie if you get a specialty drink there. The Nest Egg is one of our newer businesses that came back. She's located inside Back Alley Cuts right north of the windmill. The women's clothing store, there's accessory purses, jewelry more. It's very dangerous for me to go in there. I love that place. She's got a great sense of style in her purchasing. Rustic Rooster and Two Crazy Ladies is the name of a location that is right west of Kimmelton on Highway 44. It's like the first intersection. It's a fourth of a mile north. And they have they're celebrating old-fashioned country Christmas, homemade and repurposed items. They have antiques. They have some of the Julie Larson creations, and they say they do good old down-home hospitality, and that'll be both Friday and Saturday. And that's right west. And if you need a map, you know, stop at the windmill. We have maps to get to all these locations, too. And, of course, the Flour Mill. That's the restaurant that's on North Main Street. It's right across from the retirement home, nursing home. And they're doing a special Great Dane pizza that has fricadeller, Modista pulse, red cabbage, and Havarti cheese on it. So it's something fun that they do every year for Jewel Fest, and we really enjoy it. And, of course, go out to the winery. It's just, it's a mile and a half east of Elkhorn on the highway there on the way to Exira. And they're going to have a lot of things going on there. You might find Lauren, the proprietor, playing his guitar and singing. But they do wine samples, and they have a great selection. And this is a great Iowa product. And this is Iowa wines that's made local, you might say. And Saturday morning, I think, Jim, you're going to be dressing up as an elf, aren't you, and coming to that sixth annual. It's our Naughty or Nissa 5K Polar Run. And this is from the Mermaid to the Mill. And it's a 9 o'clock start time. You can pre-register online or call the windmill. But if you turn up by 8:30, it's registration is $20. The fees are going to the restoration project here at the windmill. But they're giving away prizes for the best elf costume. We call it Nissa's Most Original and Crazy, the best Danish costume, and the overall winner of the run. And we serve peppermint patties at the start. And then in the end, we have hot chocolate and glug at the windmill. So this is opposite of the M&M at Tivoli Fest. It starts at the Mermaid, it ends up at the windmill. And it's our sixth annual Naughty or Nissa 5K Polar Run. So we have a lot of fun things. We have a lot of, you know, unique gift shops, craft fairs, Christmas open houses. We have Danish foods, celebrate our traditions. the Christmas concert, free events, parking's free, and we have a lot of new things coming. And I don't know if you've heard, you know, I think we're getting a quilt store in town. We're getting a new Danish, a restaurant called the Danish Table. Those aren't, and then also the North Horse Tavern is getting ready. So, and we also have a tea room here in town. So if you need any of that information that's not on this brochure, you know, give us a call at the Windmill or stop in. We're at Iowa Welcome Center and would be glad to help you. Again, we have a map of all these locations. And again, the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimmelton, we're not very big, but we have a lot to see and to offer.
You bet. Lisa, for those who haven't maybe attended in the past, Christmas festivals obviously are pretty popular, but this one with the Danish, the ethnic flair, what makes this one special?
I think it's still the old hometown, small town hospitality, but the Danes have a word that just got in the Webster Dictionary last year, hygge, and it's the only way to really translate that. It's a cozy feeling. It's walking into somebody's house and the candles are burning or there's fresh flowers or the coffee pot's on. It's kind of, you know, being with your family, and that's what we find with Yule Fest, being it's right after Thanksgiving. A lot of families are home. They don't want the hustle or bustle running to the city for those big Black Friday sales. This is more of a low-key Christmas spirit, just to kind of get you psyched up for the season ahead. We think it's pretty special, and we hope the visitors feel that also. There's, you know, good food, warm hospitality, and then all the decorations, all the important elements of a Danish Christmas.
That's right. Well, don't fill up too much on turkey, because there's always good food when the Danes get together like that. So we look forward to a lot of fun. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll see you this weekend. Thank you.